From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. Liberians choose a new president. Former soccer star George Weah is set to be sworn in as Liberia's new president. This after Liberia's Electoral Commission declared him the winner of Tuesday's vote. Weah ran against Vice President Joseph Boakai and was very popular with young voters. Aaron Don was a Weah supporter.
I voted for him because I wanted to see my young African brother, my native brother, stepping into power, because I noticed that when my young African brother step into power, there will be some change.
Boakai conceded the race.
A while ago, I called Ambassador George Manawea of the Coalition for Democratic Change to congratulate him. As an emerging as the winner in the presidential contest.
Weah's victory represents Liberia's first peaceful and democratic transfer of power in more than 70 years. A gunman on a motorcycle opened fire outside a Coptic church south of Cairo in the run-up to Orthodox Christmas celebrations next week. The man killed at least 9 people, according to Egyptian authorities. At least one of the dead is a policeman. 5 people are known to be wounded in the latest attack targeting the country's Christian minority. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility. South Korea's foreign ministry says the country has seized a Hong Kong-flagged ship that transferred oil to a North Korean vessel in international waters, despite United Nations Security Council sanctions. This comes the same day a Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman rejected allegations of doing so. This is VOA News. South Africa's Constitutional Court has found that the country's parliament failed to hold President Jacob Zuma accountable for a scandal over using public funds for a multi-million dollar upgrade to his private home. The judgment could pave the way to another impeachment proceeding against Zuma. More now from reporter Thuso Kumalo.
The court judgment was supported by the majority of justices of the Constitutional Court. Justice Chris Jafta said, Parliament failed to hold President Zuma accountable as stated under Section 89 of the Constitution. According to that section, Parliament may remove the President from office for serious violations of the law, serious misconduct, or inability to perform the functions of his office. In a judgment handed down earlier this year, the court found that Zuma had violated the Constitution by not paying back the money used for his Nkandla home upgrades, as directed by the public protector. However, the judgment was marred by controversy after Chief Justice Mokgweng Mokgweng insisted that his opposing views to the judgment be read into record. Thuso Kumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.
Jan Eglin, the special advisor to the UN Special Envoy to Syria, says he fears Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is bargaining with children's lives in a deal to evacuate critically ill patients from the besieged town of Eastern Ghouta on the outskirts of Damascus. Here's more from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
The evacuation of a handful of critically ill patients from Eastern Ghouta near the Syrian capital. A deal between Damascus and a rebel faction, which broke months of deadlock, allowed the Red Crescent to bring them out late on Tuesday. Eastern Ghouta is the last major rebel stronghold left near Damascus. Since 2013, nearly 400,000 people have been trapped there by the Syrian army, making it the country's biggest remaining siege. They're suffering the worst malnutrition of the almost seven-year war. The 4 evacuees were taken to hospitals in the nearby capital, Damascus. The United Nations has pleaded for the government to allow out about 500 patients, including children with cancer. Although Eastern Ghouta is officially a de-escalation zone under ceasefire deals for rebel territory, fighting there continues.
That was Reuters' Lucy Fielder. A fire erupted in a 4-story building in Mumbai Friday, killing at least 15 people and injuring scores of others. The fire started at a restaurant on the top floor at about 1 a.m. local time. And a deadly fire in New York City as well, where authorities say at least 12 people died in one of the city's worst residential fires in decades. I'm Liz Pelka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.